This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
Hello everybody, a huge welcome once again. Yes, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here on the old Phoenix FM airwaves. Very glad to have your company as ever. Thanks for being here. What can we expect from this show here and now? Well, your ears are in for another treat, but another slightly structured treat. What on earth is going on? Well, over recent months, we've had shows dedicated to the letter A, B, C, D, E and F. Yes, we've been going through the alphabet and playing songs that either begin with that letter or artists or band names that begin with that letter. Tonight, it's time to be very excited. We're doing the same thing with the letter G. Wowzers. Yes, let's look forward to lots of G-related music. Oh, G. I hear you say G-whiz if you're American and from the 1950s. Fantastic. So, can you guess any of the music you're going to hear throughout the show? Now's a good time to have a guess, because if you do it in 2 hours' time, you already know. And it's not guessing, it's just remembering. So, do your best to guess. Keep it here, 98.0 FM and phoenixfm.com. And as ever, spread the word about the show. Give it a share on social media. Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. What marvellous track is going to get us going with the letter G then? Well, let's go back to the mid-90s for just a little bit. Well, just a little bit from Gina G.
Just a little bit more. Phoenix FM.
What a great start. Gina G, that was released back in 1996. Obviously went on to become a huge hit and marvellously successful. Now, everybody knows, well, I say everybody, many people may not even remember Gina G, who are alive right now. But in 1996, that song was big and Gina G was big. But does anybody know what the G in Gina G ever stood for? Anybody know her real name? Gina Gardner. But no, she didn't go on to become a world famous gardener like Monty Don or Alan Titchmarsh. She went on to become Gina G, pop star, originated from Australia, made it big in the UK. Right, so what's coming next from Gina G? We need more G related music. I think it's fair to say all the artists in the early part of the show are beginning with G. So to that end, here's a song I've always enjoyed listening to from the one and only Mr. Ezra. That doesn't begin with G, it's George Ezra, calm down.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. South of the equator, navigator, gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. A deep sea diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green, stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along. Mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. Like a song on a song.
Phoenix FM.
Great track, George Ezra and Shotgun. Did anybody guess that? And you're pleased, only two songs into the show, that you've guessed one right already and it's featured. Well done, people. Yes, George Ezra's huge hit, Shotgun, was a number one in the UK, released back in 2018. I sang it in a pantomime in, it must have been Christmas of that year, 2018 into 19. Yes, that would have been Snow White in Lytham St Anne's. There we go, bet you didn't expect to hear about that in this introduction, but there we go. That's the beauty of the show that goes like this. You're never quite sure what I'm going to talk about. Fabulous. So G-related music permeating the show tonight, and we've got more coming up right now. Well, we've got more coming up throughout the entire show, so keep it here, don't go anywhere. Also available on smart speaker. You can just ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Now then, we're sort of going back to the 80s, but only really going back to 2003. How is that possible? Better ask Girls Aloud.
Phoenix FM.
Well, that was Girls Aloud's version of the popular track Jump. Their version came out in 2003. The Pointer Sisters' smash hit original back in 1984. How is that song nearly 40 years old? Don't be so absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, Girls Aloud re-released it in 2003 and it did incredibly well for them as well. So clearly a great track. Fantastic. Well, what's coming up now? Well, I always enjoy learning about the history of music. And that sounds a bit bizarre when you realise what the next track is, because we can all look at when certain songs were released. But I had no idea what this person was involved with before they did this. So I'm quite intrigued and impressed at myself for doing my, as ever, exhaustive research on behalf of my lovely Leg End listeners and finding out something I didn't know. Brilliant. What are we all talking about? Well, this is Baker Street, not from Sherlock Holmes, from Jerry Rafferty.
Phoenix FM.
Well, you may call me a musical knowledge heathen, but yes, Jerry Rafferty and Baker Street there, named after nothing particularly exciting about Sherlock Holmes, just Baker Street in London. Jerry Rafferty originally hailing from Scotland, but that's from his second solo album, I thought. While doing the research, I thought, fair enough, his second solo album, good for him. I had no idea that before that, the reason he started releasing solo music, he was trying to get out of contract wrangles because he was previously in the band Steeler's Wheel, of Stuck in the Middle with You fame. There's a shocker I had no idea about. Love it when you unearth interesting facts whilst researching for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. You can't say you don't learn things. Educational, exciting and interesting. Words not often used when describing Ben Simmons, but they are when describing this programme. OK, more G-related music. Have you guessed any of them so far? Are you excited about what's to come? Here's something that got made famous in the mid-1980s. Glenn Frey, The Heat Is On.
The heat is on, yeah. The heat is on, oh, yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Yes, the heat is on from Glenn Frey, made famous because it was on the soundtrack for Beverly Hills Cop. Axel Foley and all that gubbins, huge in 1984. It does sound one of those sort of action power pumping tracks from the 80s, doesn't it? Fantastic stuff. The heat most definitely is on, and was for Glenn Frey. Yes, I think it was the sixth track on the soundtrack of Beverly Hills Cop. Did very well in the charts in the US, Australia and the UK too. So a big hit for Glenn Frey. And I still enjoy looking back at Beverly Hills Cop now. Eddie Murphy in his youth, looking fabulous. Right, well, moving on to another G-related track. A little bit more modern. We've had a few from the 70s and 80s in the early part of this show. Yes, George Ezra and Shotgun. Yes, Gina G, 90s. Let's have the most modern track since George Ezra. And now we're going to a singer and producer combo that named themselves very similarly to a basketball legend. This, with Crazy, is Gnarls Barkley.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
Phoenix FM.
Loved that track when I first heard it. Gnarls Barkley with Crazy. Gnarls Barkley consisting of one CeeLo Green, who's gone on to do some other iconic tracks released as a solo artist, and the producer Danger Mouse. I had no idea that the producer in Gnarls Barkley was called Danger Mouse. I don't think it's David Jason voicing a character, a heroic cartoon character from the 80s. That would be a little bit bizarre. But yes, CeeLo Green and Danger Mouse, a.k.a. Gnarls Barkley. Huge hit from 2009. That was Crazy. Marvellous. Now, we're going back 20 years or so from then to a sort of summer feel-good track. Can you guess what's coming up? Who could it possibly be by? Well, it's a solo singer who's also known for having their own backing band. Who am I talking about? What on earth am I talking about? Well, get ready to get up. Get ready to dance. Basically, get on your feet. Here's the Miami Sound Machine and Gloria Estefan.
Phoenix FM.
Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine with Get On Your Feet. Huge hit from 1989. What's weird, see, with some music from the sort of mid to late 80s, I was born in the late 70s and I know that I would have been around and aware of music releases then. I have no recollection of Gloria Estefan's tracks being released, really. I mean, I've heard of her. I know she was popular. It's weird when you're a kid and you're just sort of oblivious to it. I don't think I knew about Beverly Hills Cop in 1984, Glenn Frey. I knew about Back to the Future. I loved that when that came out. Knew about Huey Lewis and the News, but none of that begins with the letter G, so it won't be in this show. Anyway, it's weird, isn't it, when you go back and you think, well, I must have been aware of that. Why don't I really have a resemblance of it, a reckoning of it, a remembering of it? and other words that begin with R unnecessarily in a show that's dedicated to the letter G. Anyway, well done, Gloria. Now let's move on to a huge hit from the mid-90s once again. There seems to be a theme there with me and 90s tracks. I like them. Here's The Grid with Swamp Thing.
Phoenix FM.
I remember loving that track when that came out. Swamp Thing by The Grid, released in 1994, got to number 3 in the UK. Caused consternation amongst some music critics because they were worried about the inane nature of some of the tracks being released at that time. There was Dupe by Dupe, of course, which was a bit bizarre. Then there was Swamp Thing by The Grid, which was basically a banjo riff being turned into an electronic dance track. But yeah, it did well. And the vocals in it were sampled from a 70s reggae track, Papa Do It Sweet by Lloyd and Patsy. So yeah, bet you didn't know that. If you did, you must be a music connoisseur. of banjo dance music from 1994. Good for you. The Grid and Swamp Thing. Well, hope you're enjoying this G special so far. G Whiz, G Heck, and all that gubbins. But yeah, plenty more amazing music still to come, and almost an hour and 20 minutes still left. So keep it here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Don't go anywhere. I'll be revealing the real name of the singer of this track very shortly. Somebody that I used to know, in fact.
So happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and to make us still
FM.
That was Gotcha's 2011 hit Somebody That I Used To Know. Doing my exhaustive research on your behalf, lovely Legend listeners, I was shocked to discover Gotcha's real name. You think it might be something to do with G, but no. Wouter de Backer, a Belgian. There, is something truly shocking, yes, that made me cough whilst revealing it to you. With other vocals supplied by New Zealand singer Kimbra. So Gotye and Kimbra, otherwise known as Wouter De Backer and Kimbra, created that hit in 2011. It did incredibly well and topping the charts in numerous countries. So quite impressive, I suppose. It's still the show that goes like this. I'm still Ben Simmons. These are still the Phoenix FM airwaves or internet waves, however you've tuned in today. Thank you for doing so. 98.0 in the area. PhoenixFM.com. If you're not, also available on smart speaker. The G tracks just keep on coming. Here's another one from another megastar, Gwen Stefani's Sweet Escape. That was Gwen Stefani with The Sweet Escape, produced and released in 2006. mix. I say produced because you can almost tell from the on it who was actually singing the on it. I don't think I've done it justice, but it was Akon. Yes, Akon, who produced the track, sang the throughout some of it as well. And there we go, created partly that hit with Gwen Stefani, who'd obviously already achieved big success with No Doubt and Don't Speak. But that was The Sweet Escape, which was partly released to give her a presence as a solo artist and also get people ready for her having her own fashion line as well. So there you go. Very, very exciting. Okay, now we move on to another track that begins with the letter G. Well, a band name that begins with the letter G rather than the track itself. The track itself is quite welcoming. The band, not so sure. This is Guns N' Roses' Welcome to the Jungle.
We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
Guns N' Roses 1987 hit Welcome to the Jungle, apparently written about what it's like to be in LA, particularly Hollywood, after some of the band visited Seattle, which they felt was much more rural, whereas in LA you can get anything you want at any time and it feels like you're in the jungle compared to more sedate communities. There we go. I love finding out the origins of tracks, how they came about, why they came about, and bringing them to you lovely leg-end listeners. Well, we're almost halfway through this GE special. Hope you're enjoying it. Hope you've predicted some of the tracks that are featured. Can you guess what's coming next? Up until now, we've had bands and singers beginning with G. But from now on, we're going to have tracks that begin with the letter G. So have you got any more of an idea as a result of that? Because right now, here comes South Korean rapper Psy with the one and only Gangnam Style.
Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선어해, 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해, 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해, 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해, 그런 선어해. 아름다워, 사랑스러워, 그래 너, hey. 그래 바로 너, hey. 아름다워, 사랑스러워, 그래 너, hey. 그래 바로 너, hey. 지금부터 내 때까지 가볼까. Go. 오빤 강남 스타일. 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자, 그런 감각적인 여자. 나는 선어해, 점잖아 보이지만 놀 때 노는 선어해, 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해, 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해, 그런 선어해. 아름다워, 사랑스러워, 그래 너, hey. 그래 바로 너. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오, 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 오. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오, 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 오. 오빤 강남 스타일. Hey, sexy lady. 오, 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 오. 오빤 강남 스타일. Hey, sexy lady. 오, 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 오. 비는 놈, 그 위에 나는 놈, baby baby 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈. 비는 놈, 그 위에 나는 놈, baby baby 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈. You know what I'm saying? 오빤 강남 스타일. Hey, sexy lady. 옵, 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 옵. 오빤 강남 스타일. Hey, sexy lady. 오빤 강남 스타일.
Phoenix FM.
Well, there was a track that took the world by storm back in 2012. Psy with Gangnam Style. In case you didn't know, and love me giving you information about tracks, Gangnam is a district of Seoul, the capital of South Korea. Obviously, Psy hailing from South Korea. and it's all about the lifestyle and the excess of the Gangnam District of Seoul. Gangnam Style, fantastic. Well, it's been an hour's worth of sheer excitement so far, and it's going to continue, so don't go anywhere. 98.0 phoenixfm.com. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with plenty more tracks that begin with the letter G to keep you entertained for at least another 60 minutes, plus the shows coming after me guaranteed to be fabulous as well, so keep it here on Phoenix FM. So we've had Gangnam Style. We're going to have another track that begins with the letter G that was huge in the mid-90s. Gangnam 2012, Coolio and Gangsta's Paradise back in 1995.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
Been spending most of the nights living in the Hester's paradise. Been spending most of the nights living in the Hester's paradise. Keep spending most of the nights living in the Hester's paradise. Keep spending most of the nights living in the Hester's paradise.
Look at the situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the state, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a low-down gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life through a dire. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. Minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Phoenix FM.
Iconic track from Coolio, 1995, huge hit all over the world from the soundtrack of Dangerous Minds starring Michelle Pfeiffer. That was Gangster's Paradise. Sadly, as of September last year, Coolio no longer with us. And here's some more exhaustive research I've carried out in your honour. I never knew this until this moment, that Coolio's real name was Artis Ivy Jr. Artis Ivy Jr. Never heard that before. Better known to everybody as Coolio. Fantastic. What a great track that was. I remember being on a school holiday for a week in Greece. It hadn't made it to Greece, and when I came back to the UK, that had been a huge hit for over a week, and I felt a week behind in time because I'd never heard of it. That was 95. Anyway, we're going back 20 years previous to that for the next track. Any clue what's coming next? Bet no one has guessed this one. KC and the Sunshine Band. I can't speak, it's so exciting. They want to get down tonight.
Phoenix FM.
KC and the Sunshine Band, Get Down Tonight. Oh, I remember a gag being made about that in Friends, one of the early series of Friends, when one of the girls was dating a guy called Casey, and they went, I wonder what he wants. And Chandler said, I think he probably wants to do a little dance, make a little love, pretty much get down tonight. So there we go. 1975 that came out. Get Down Tonight from KC and the Sunshine Band. How did they get their name, you're all asking? And yet again, I've found out on your behalf. The lead singer of KC and the Sunshine Band was Harry Wayne Casey. And therefore, they just used letters to abbreviate his surname, Casey, to KC. So two letters, so it was shorter to write, but not shorter to say, ironically. There we go. 1975, Casey and the Sunshine Band, Get Down Tonight. Still begin to the letter G, still made it into this show. Fantastic. Well, we've still got a lot to squeeze in before we leave you tonight. Here's a song from a man who went solo after being in JLS. Aston Merigold wants to get stupid.
FM.
That was Aston Merigold going solo, having left JLS, released in 2015. That was Get Stupid. I think everybody thought he was going to have a much more successful solo career than he did. He was brilliant on Strictly, and I thought deserved to win Strictly and was robbed of taking the title. But phenomenal dancer, great voice as well. Didn't get anywhere in the charts, Get Stupid, although it was used extensively to promote Samsung Galaxy phones. On the TV advert and in some live launch as well. Aston was a big name in the world of Samsung. So, yeah, there we go. Interesting and bizarre that he's never kind of continued with a solo music career to the best of my knowledge. Maybe he's out there working really hard and is upset that I'm denouncing him on the Phoenix FM airwaves. Anyway, it's the show that goes like this. I'm still Ben Simmons. You're still here. Thank you so much as we progress with tracks that begin with the letter G. Did anybody guess Get Stupid was going to feature? Well, here's another singer and producer collaborative effort. It's Calvin Harris. It's Rag & Bone Man. It's Giant.
I understood loneliness before I knew what it was. I saw the pills on your table, for your unrequited love. Oh, I would be nothing without you holding me up. Now I'm strong enough for both of us. Shoulders, tell me what you see. Cause I am a giant. We'll be breaking boulders underneath our feet.
Phoenix FM.
Calvin Harris and Rag & Bone Man with their 2019 huge hit, Giant. Although outrageously never got to number one in the UK, stayed at number two for five consecutive weeks. But there must have been a lot of relatively unpopular number ones, so to speak, because Giant by Calvin Harris and Rag & Bone Man was the most played UK track of 2019, apparently. There we go. And for those of you who love to know real names of other performers, Rag & Bone Man, I don't think he hides it too much, but Rag & Bone Man, otherwise known as Rory Graham. Great track though, Calvin Harris and Rag & Bone Man, Giant, fabulous. So, what's coming up next? Well, we've gone from 2019 back to 22 years earlier than that for the next track. Anyone guess what's coming? I bet you won't, because it's more of an album track. I think it was released as a single, maybe not. I'll do the research for you. Here's Oasis with The Girl in the Dirty Shirt. I love this track.
Oh, chase them all away. Why'd you need a reason for to be happy or shine it for the rest of the world? Give me just a smile and what you make it snappy. Get your together, girl. You've got a feeling lost inside it, just won't let you go. Your life is sneaking up behind it, just won't let you go. No, it just won't let you go. That's what I'm trying to say. What you made me. Come dancing with me. Cause to me it doesn't matter if your hopes and dreams are shattered. You say something, you make me believe in a girl who wears a dirty shirt. She knows exactly what she's worth. She knows exactly what she's worth to me. Yourself inside a bubble. You gotta make your own way home. You can call me anytime you see in double. Now you know you're not alone. You've got a feeling lost inside it, just won't let you go. What you made me. Come dancing with me. Cause to me it doesn't matter if your hopes and dreams are shattered. When you say something, you make me believe in a girl who wears a dirty shirt. She knows exactly what she's worth. Maybe she'll come dancing with me. Cause to me when she says something, she'll make me believe in a girl who wears a dirty shirt. She knows exactly what she's worth to me. She knows exactly what she's worth to me.
Phoenix FM.
That's from Oasis's 1997 Be Here Now album, The Girl in the Dirty Shirt. And apparently they were gigging in Brighton, and the future Mrs. Gallagher, Meg Matthews, Noel's wife, was wearing a dirty shirt, apparently, and he wrote that track inspired by her. So that's rather lovely, rather heartwarming, isn't it? Let's not think of the feud between the brothers that was to ensue in later years. But anyway, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, on Phoenix FM. Hope you're having a wonderful day so far, and that it's been slightly enhanced by having this programme be a part of your day as well. Still quite a few tracks to squeeze in. We're almost three quarters of the way through this show, so don't go anywhere. 98.0 and phoenixfm.com and on smart speaker. And if you want the video feed into the studio, that's available on mixcloud.com as well. So we've had a whole host of tracks, not constrained by genre and time on this programme so far. They just have to have something to do with the letter G. We are now going to the oldest track that's going to feature in this show. Back in 1966 it first came out. Here are the Beach Boys.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
FM.
Amazing, iconic track, The Beach Boys with God Only Knows. Unbelievable, that wasn't even released in its own right. It was a B-side of Wouldn't It Be Nice. Incredible, been played so many times in the ensuing years. Amazing harmonies. Beach Boys, always great to listen to, and that's one of my favourite Beach Boys tracks. Hope you enjoyed listening to that as well. So we've had all kinds of stuff so far tonight. What have we still got to come? Well, quite a few tracks that begin with the letter G that will keep your ears very happy. I can promise you that. And we're coming forward in time again a little bit to, only a few years old, and a track that caused a little bit of controversy, but also received quite a lot of critical acclaim. And also a little bit unusual because it features a rapper and someone who's not so much known for their music, certainly not in the UK, more known as a film star. This is Kanye West featuring one Mr. Jamie Foxx with Gold Digger.
She take my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger, way over town, that digs on me.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Cutie the bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Fars girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she have a ex Serena, Trina, Gina for Lopez. Four kids and I gotta take all they bad to show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you f***ing with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids. Got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave, yo, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, and on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a beans out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is the prize. So stick by his side. I know his dude's ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
Phoenix FM.
2005, that came out, Kanye West featuring Jamie Foxx and Gold Digger. Now, I said the Beach Boys' God Only Knows would be the oldest track that featured on this show from 1966. Technically, that's true in terms of release. However, Gold Digger from Kanye West sampling a 1954 Ray Charles track, I Got a Woman. So craziness there, going back to the 50s in some way or another on the show that goes like this tonight. But did really well, that song. Number 2 in the UK charts, but got to number 1 in the US. Of course, I'm sure Kanye was happier about that. Wasn't too bothered about the UK performance of that song. Okay, so we've jumped all over the timelines tonight, and we're going back now for our next track, beginning with the letter G, to 1994. Another fantastic band, always seemed to have very thoughtful lyrics. A bit more intelligent than some others, so to speak. This is The Beautiful South. They're Good as Gold.
Regardless, good as gold, but it's just Jupiter's mud. He can carry on regardless. He'll bleed his heart till there's no more blood, but carry on regardless.
Carry on with laugh, carry on with cry, carry on with brown under moonlit sky. Joy, my left, my smile, my knees. Not in the star signs or the palm that you raise. I want my sun-drenched, windswept Ingrid Bergman kiss. Not in the next life. I want it in this. I want it in this. All week I'll carry on regardless. The hill to a happiness is far too steep. I'll carry on regardless.
Dried his mouth in the Memphis sun. He carried on regardless. Tried to smile and he bit his tongue, but carry on regardless.
Carry on with work, carry on with love, carry on with cheer and a thin above.
I want my love, my joy, my left, my smile, my knees. Not in the star signs or the palmistry rings. I want my sun-drenched, windswept Ingrid Bergman kiss. Not in the next life.
I just want gold. Carry on regardless. Bronze is for the sick and the old, but carry on regardless.
I want my love, my joy, my left, my smile, my knees. Not in the star signs or the palm that you raise. I want my sun-drenched, windswept Ingrid Bergman kiss. Not in the next life. I'll have it in this. I'll have it in this.
Phoenix FM.
That was The Beautiful South with Good as Gold, Stupid as Mud, We Carry On Regardless. Known by its title, Good as Gold, obviously. Something of a political track, maybe, pointing out the British public just get on with it and don't kind of rise up and do too much about their situation. Is that true now with the cost of living crisis, even though Good as Gold was released in 1994? Sheer craziness. Well, it's the show that goes like this. I'm still Ben Simmons. You're still listening here on Phoenix FM. It's fabulous to have your company. 98.0 if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Also available on smart speaker. Just ask it to play Phoenix FM and it absolutely will go ahead and do that. In recent weeks and months, we've dedicated shows throughout the alphabet to A, B, C, D, E and F. Tonight, we're continuing with, yes, you've guessed it, that fantastic letter, the letter G. Ah, seventh letter of the alphabet, what a dream. So many great tracks have featured tonight, beginning with the letter G. Here is another one. We're jumping from The Beautiful South in 1994 to Flo Rida in 2012. Good feeling.
Get a good feeling, yeah. The mountain top, walk on water. I got power, feel so royal. 1 second, I'ma strike for you. Diamond, platinum, no more for you. That adrenaline, never giving in. Giving up's not an option, gotta get it in. Witness, I got the heart of 20 men. No fear, go to sleep in the lion's den. That glow, that spark, that crown. You're looking at the king of the jungle now. Stronger than ever, can't hold me down. 100 miles gunning from the pitcher's mouth. Straight game face, it's game day. See me running through the crowd full of melee. No trick plays, I'm Bill Gates. Take a genius to understand me.
I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
FM.
What is it with a lot of the tracks tonight featuring samples from much older times? Good Feeling from Flo Rida, released in 2012, huge hit all over Europe and the US. Samples, Something's Got a Hold on Me from Etta James from 1962. Sheer craziness, 50 years before that was released. Unbelievable. And for those of you that want more information about rappers' real names, Good Feeling from Flo Rida. I guess you're wondering what state he's from, but you may be wondering even more what his real name is. You can see why he went with a stage name, really. Flo Rida, considerably cooler than the alternative, Tramar Dillard. Tramar Dillard. What is it with some American names? You can just make something up that's never happened before. Tramar? You imagine a Brit being called Tramar. They would get mercilessly picked upon, I suspect. Anyway, here's another G track. It's Mika, it's Grace Kelly.
I want to talk to you.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Grace Kelly, but all her looks were too sad. So I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity mind. Little Freddy, I've got an answer to me.
by yourself. Hey! But you only want what everybody else says you should want. You know, I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky.
Phoenix FM.
What another awesome track. Mika's 2007 release, Grace Kelly, obviously inspired by one person in particular. But you may not know that Mika has a real name as well. He's not just Mika. Michael Penniman Jr. Slightly less exciting than some, certainly less exciting than Tramar Dillard, which we found out about earlier. But I think he just goes under the name Michael Penniman. But he was actually born in Beirut, in Lebanon. So there we go. Amazing vocals on that track, amazing falsetto. And yes, mentions Freddie Mercury because his voice had been compared to Freddie Mercury previously, of course. So that was Mika, that was Grace Kelly. Can't believe that was over 15 years ago now that that was released. That is scary. Anyway, still time to get a few more tracks in for you tonight that begin with the letter G. I love The Greatest Showman. Here from The Greatest Showman Reimagined is Panic at the Disco.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for. You've been searching in the dark, sweat soaking through the floor. And buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what comes after. Your fever dream, can't you see, getting closer. Just surrender, cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's cutting open. It's the preacher and the pulpit and your blind devotion. There's something breaking.
Light it up, we won't come down. And the sun can't stop us now. Phoenix FM.
What a fantastic track. In fact, I love that whole album. A fantastic idea to keep a film staying current well after its release. So many great tracks from the film in their own right. But then, of course, The Greatest Showman Reimagined came out in 2018, one of which tracks was that effort from Panic at the Disco, alongside the likes of Pink's version of A Million Dreams and Come Alive by Jess Glynn, and Years and Years, more tracks that I love listening to as well. Love the film, love all the original songs in it, love some of those slightly updated versions on the Reimagined album too. Well, it's been fabulous bringing this show to you this evening. It's been a joy. I hope you've enjoyed listening to all these tracks inspired by the letter G, featuring the letter G on this letter G special of the show that goes like this. And we've had such glorious things featured as George Ezra and Shotgun Girls Aloud and Jump, Jerry Rafferty and Baker Street, and many, many more. But we're playing out with the Spice Girls' 1998 Jerry Halliwell-less hit. This, and it couldn't be any more appropriate, I guess, is Goodbye. Goodbye, Jerry. Goodbye from me. See you again very soon. Bye for now.
My friend, yeah, 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 yeah. You said you can, and I can still feel you here. Yeah.
you can.